Hi, everybody. I'm Liz McKenzie.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
I'm Austin.
Hey, have you guys seen American Werewolf in London?
One of my favorites.
Yeah, I've seen it. I love it. I watch it every couple of years around this time of year.
Does that mean you've seen it, Justin?
Yes.
Okay.
What about you, Josh?
I mean, no.
Do you have a favorite movie you haven't seen?
It's not this one.
You don't know until you see it.
Favorite movie I haven't seen? I have a couple on my wish list that's not on me right now, so I'd have to check some things I want to see.
You're this becoming a full-time regular, Liz.
Yeah.
I couldn't be happier.
Yay!
This is a fantastic movie. I've been wanting to show it to Josh for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And what made you want to show us this one? Like, you showed us Twilight.
That is why.
Because there wasn't any werewolves in that one?
Yeah,
Werewolf representation.
Yes, where's the representation? This is an audio medium, however, and wearing a werewolf hood. Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Last week, Liz showed up in a Twilight costume. It inspired me. I went and found my puffiest jacket tonight.
Yeah,
you look like you're about to get lost on the moors.
What we do here on the podcast, in case you're joining us for the first time, is the people who haven't seen the movie. It's always somebody different.
It's really not.
In this case, Josh, give us a brief rundown, a description, a little elevator pitch, if you will, of what you think this movie's going to be about.
So I'm pretty sure he has a sequel, American Werewolf in Paris. Like, that's a thing? Unless I'm...
There is a movie called that, yes.
Okay, that might
it's
not be
kind of blasphemous to speak about, though.
Okay. This movie isn't that, though.
No, this is in London.
Knowing it might it's a sequel might...
Does the title give
something.
You enough to go off of?
You know, no.
It doesn't?
Well, I... You know,
I want to hear the difference. Say it has a sequel versus doesn't. What changes?
It would be better without a sequel, probably.
Okay.
Okay. You don't have to see the sequel. No one has to see
it. I mean, I didn't think I had to see this one, and here we are. you know, it's American Werewolf. Is it an American London or just American Werewolf in London?
I thought it was
It's an American Werewolf.
An, so there's one American Werewolf in London.
Right.
Oh,
the main character.
Maybe he's looking for his friends.
No. There could be non-American werewolves.
There could be non I feel like that's part of
British
the
werewolves?
I think this is going to be a comedy, which means I'm going to hate it.
Okay. A horror comedy? Not your
genre? No, not horror at all. No. Just because there's a werewolf doesn't mean it's horror.
Okay.
Wow, interesting take.
I think that's going to be the funny part. It's like, he is this fish out of water. Not because he's in London. He's an American, but because he is a werewolf.
Okay.
Maybe he goes on like a school field trip.
He starts out as
London.
A werewolf.
Yeah.
He's a werewolf from America who comes to London.
And he's going to and either going on like a field trip maybe for school, some sort of one of those big things at the end of the year.
He's from Wyoming, just like Jacob from Twilight.
Sure.
He has a cowboy hat on.
Yeah,
you mean Montana.
Yeah,
and
Montana.
And Teen Wolf.
Yeah. It's like Carmen Sandiego, like where
was
it
question?
In
I don't
know.
It's spelled, sure.
Is the American student on his field trip?
I think that he's not going to realize it's the full moon while they're there.
Oh, okay.
And then he's going to be like, oh no, I'm a werewolf.
I brought my American moon calendar. I needed my British one.
Maybe he becomes a werewolf while London, but that's boring.
Sure.
I don't know what's going to happen, though.
Okay.
Like, whether or not he's a werewolf before,
say it's
he
a comedy,
gets to London.
What kind of jokes are we going to do? Like, it's more than a fish out of water. It's like a werewolf out of water.
I think the joke mainly going to be that he turns into a werewolf while he's in London.
Okay.
And it's, like, not at night. It's, like, during the day.
So maybe, he's scaring those royal guards when they can't move?
Yeah,
like, they do look as the werewolves going by?
He has to, like, go about his field trip. But, like, in disguise or something, because he's a werewolf the whole time.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that rock and roll song, Werewolves of London?
Yes, I am.
Do you think that's about this movie?
I think that's going to be the end song of this movie.
Ooh, okay.
Huh.
And I actually don't...
That song is going to be in this movie, I absolutely think so. Unless it's too old.
We'll have to do
some
research.
What year is this? 80s or 90s? It's not 2000s. It's not 70s.
70?
78
or 79?
Late 70s, yeah. Surely.
Or early.
Tippity, tip, tap, tap.
That'll cue me in. Hey, Justin, can you look up American
81.
81?
81.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Early 80s.
I haven't seen this in years. I used to, like, watch this one a lot. I don't know. My dad showed this to me when I was a child. I don't know what he was thinking, but I was, like, reading The Shining in fifth grade and, like...
That's a scary book.
Yeah, no. And then, like, watching the corresponding movies to all the Stephen King that I read when I was little. And then he, like, realized I was just kind of a weirdo. So he's like, oh, like, this one's really cool. And then showed it to me, which is a questionable parenting move, but I mean, I think that's just the history of millennials.
I saw most of these movies hiding behind my dad's couch, peeking up every once in a while. Yeah, terrified, but absolutely loving it. And my grandma's. Something I love about werewolf movies, they're my black and white movie, Josh.
You don't like them?
You always think you're going to like them.
I'm going to like them. But they're spectacular almost every time.
That's not assuring me at all about this movie.
Have you seen Dog Soldiers or whatever?
No.
I think it's called?
Is that the Russian
it's
military
like a,
werewolf one?
Yeah, it's like a werewolf
okay.
movie about like soldiers and...
recent like one I saw that I really liked was Late Phases. And it's about
a
werewolf
cool
epidemic at a retirement community.
Oh, no.
Really good.
It's like Aqua Teen Hunger Force. They have assisted living Dracula. That's what that sounds like. He's just like an old vampire in hospice at the senior center.
A new leash on life.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Is that the tagline?
I hope so. If not, let's retrofit it. We'll make change those posters.
This is one I've watched quite a bit growing up, too, and I saw it, I think most recent I saw it was in film school.
Yeah?
Like, whenever I was...
You said
my
you
horror
wrote a
class.
Paper on this.
I mean, I had to write a paper on, like, most of the horror films I had to watch.
Oh, okay, so you didn't choose to write it on this one, but did you bring that paper tonight?
No.
Oh.
I didn't think that the people... If you want us to, I can try to find it and Josh will read it.
Yeah,
ooh,
read something.
But I have to email,
you gotta read something.
I have to email,
you have to email
it to
FatCheck. That's anonymous
at gmail.
com. What grade did you get for the paper?
I don't remember. Probably an A or B.
Okay.
All right. You probably proofread it.
Probably.
Maybe.
I do a bunch of Justin's old files on
you
my drive.
Your roommates at the time. I think I first saw this at an outdoor theater. And
does that make it scarier?
Yeah, because it was kind of misty and nighttime and the dew was settling.
Oh.
And like, you'll see what, like, the beginning of this, how that kind of ties into it. But I'm excited for yeah, it's heavy on the mist and the dew.
Maybe that means I won't have to watch much of it.
The fog machines were at full blast.
Yeah. Big in the early 80s.
Josh likes a movie that if he doesn't care for the content, he can't see what's on screen.
I don't like the movie. I don't care for movies in general. I like
that's why you're here.
I like movies where people stand in one room and talk. So like documentaries, closed room Hitchcock movies.
You should have gone to art school, man.
Yeah,
I should have got the film degree.
You shouldn't get this movie confused with An American Werewolf in England.
What?
Oh, it's a different... Right.
Stop.
Or Paris, for that matter.
Or Great Britain.
Or the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
The British Isles.
Yeah.
They're different werewolves, guys.
Yes.
Have you ever seen that overlaying map of all the British Isle territories?
No.
It's like a Venn diagram.
Okay.
Because what you call the British Isles, yeah, and what you call, like, the UK, it's just massively confusing. Right. I'd hate to see one for werewolves.
Yeah.
And the other UK cryptids that are crawling around there. Is this going to be like Twilight, where cryptids are like... I think she secretly put some cryptids in that movie, like, by having the guy say, she's alive! Totally a Frankenstein.
Frankenstein's a cryptid?
Well, a monster. Yeah, monsters and cryptids. There we go with Venn diagrams, Justin. It's all real confusing. What kind of UK cryptids do we have? We've got...
Jack the Ripper.
Loch Ness. That was a...
I know.
Well, they never caught him, so it might have been a cryptid. Springheel Jack.
Leprechauns, fairies.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's see. British cryptids.
Trolls.
Ugh.
Anything.
No.
Anything Tolkien and yeah, C.S. Lewis Hobbits, talked about.
Yeah.
Hobbits would be offended to be Black called Shuck. Monsters or cryptids. They're like, we're a race, the people.
Oh, lots of beasts of, like, beast of Bodolog, Beast of Exmoor,
oh, yeah,
Beast
the black
of
dog.
Oh, ooh, okay.
Dragons.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you think anything else is gonna pop up in this? It's a Halloween episode.
No, this is like my guess for Twilight. Hey, werewolves are going to be the only supernatural creature in this movie.
Will they mention other other things? Like,
there might
they
be
kind a, of, like, hinted at werewolves.
There might be a joke that's like, man, fuck them vampires. But
this is werewolf territory. Yeah. They don't come here.
Oh, wait, I have a much better pitch now. Can I do a second pitch? Are we in the elevator season still?
Yeah.
Yep. It's a long-ass elevator ride.
Okay. He's an American werewolf.
All the buttons.
Yeah.
He's an American werewolf, and he falls in with a London pack. But because it's the UK, they're really fucking boring. And he brings his American sensibilities to, like, this, like, little werewolf pack, and they become, like, the big werewolf pack in the city using American
tactics.
Sensibilities and tactics. And
I would love American Werewolf in Paris.
What about...
Then he does it in Paris.
Yeah, and then he does it in,
then he does it in Paris.
It's about the werewolf gang wars.
A street,
yeah. It's like the Warriors, but with werewolves.
You don't ride a helmet when you're on your motorcycle? No, I'm a bad werewolf.
That might be a fun movie. I don't think this
you
is
think
gonna
so?
Be
you think werewolves on motorcycles would be fun?
No, I think an American werewolf making British werewolves
okay
cool.
Oh yeah,
would be a fun movie. That's not gonna happen, is it?
That's the one thing that made Planet of the Apes tolerable, was him riding like a horse.
Which Planet of the Apes?
No, they'll do it. Eventually they'll get there. They just keep making those Planet of the
Apes.
Oh
yeah, they're making them.
Do you watch those, Liz?
I saw the last one.
The Kingdom?
Was in theaters. Yeah, I guess. So.
Was it confusing to you? If that's
yeah.
We've seen them all, and it was very confusing to us.
Yeah, I had no idea. My partner is big into it. My dad too. My dad's obsessed. But I just went in for the popcorn and
are
hot dog.
Are they more into, like, this newer version ones, or did they watch the old, like, 70s ones?
My dad's definitely the 70s ones. Obsessed with the doctor guy, because he himself is of that.
Dr. Zayas,
yeah. And then, I don't know, I think my partner just likes, I don't know, he was just in it to win it. He's down a clown.
There's lots of...
They are exciting
there's
movies.
There's six
I'll
of
give
them
that
now, right?
Yeah.
Gonna be seven?
And this newest one was like a fantasy movie. They were almost like... It was like Lord of the Rings. They were riding on horseback
weird
across.
We're gonna go into space.
Again?
They did the telescope. They showed the telescope.
You're right.
Space.
We're going back
into space.
But before we go into space, let's go to London.
Let's look at the moon.
Oh, we just got back from Paris. We're flying...
Yeah, it's a short trip.
Yeah.
Right across the... Pond.
Yeah, it's cheaper than going back to Sandland.
We gotta pick up the werewolf and take him to Paris.
Oh, yeah. Does he have to ride in the kennel?
We're just gonna stay in Europe as long as we can to not go back to Sandland.
That works for me. Yeah.
Maybe Justin will forget Sandland exists if we stay in Europe long enough.
Maybe.
If we feed him enough, like, baguettes and good wine and British beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just won't remember.
I thought you were gonna, like, try to list the good British food. And you're...
No.
Like, okay, fish and chips.
Fish and chips,
boom.
That's
yeah
it.
Fish and chips, there you go. That's it.
We'll give you some bangers and mash, yeah. Some black pudding.
Oh,
that'll satiate, blood pudding. Yeah, that'll satiate the werewolf in ya.
Ew.
Haggis.
Ooh.
Oh, are they gonna make a food joke? Like, sits down for breakfast and it's like, what is all this shit?
I bet there's at least one food joke.
Sure.
Oh, a big British breakfast, though. I thought about getting one today. I haven't had one
where?
In
years. Yeah.
That's what I think. I don't know.
I thought about getting one.
Is that a new I thought about Googling where can I get one locally, and then I was like, probably nowhere. but yeah, I decided against it. Last time I got one, it was so salty, like way over salted. Hell, it kind of turned me off to the whole thing for a while.
Was it in London?
No, it was in Phoenix.
Okay.
What?
They got a British tavern there.
Bula Bula? Tempe?
Like Knight and Dragon or something?
Oh, interesting.
Which Knight spelled?
Super haunted.
Whoa!
It was cool.
Woo!
Yeah. I was sitting there, and like the freezer door, I watched the handle move and it opened.
Ah.
And I asked the bartender, and she's like, oh yeah, this place is really haunted.
Whoa!
So I looked up the history, it was cool.
Weird.
It was around this time of year.
Okay. Haunted breakfast.
Yeah, the eggs were just floating. Alright, we're gonna get to it. We're gonna watch American Werewolf in London from 1981. And we're back, fresh out of the moors, like a bog man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So, what'd you think, Josh, right off the bat?
You know, sometimes I think it's these middle ground films that I have a hard time talking about. It was good. it was okay.
I heard you say several times, I like this scene.
There was one scene in particular they liked, and there was a lot of good practical effects.
There was a lot of good practical effects.
I don't know that I liked them overall. There was a lot of faffing about, if we're keeping with the British terminology.
One thing they didn't do is a fish out of water American having to learn British terms or anything
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
completely.
Yeah.
You can gloss
very
over that.
Serious movie.
If you have sex with your nurse, you skip that portion of the acclamation. So it starts two kids, I assume they just graduated high school. Maybe they're in college.
Well, he had an NYU t-shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. They're taking what I called a boomer trip across
David
Europe.
And Jack.
Not an 80s trip where you're in a school bus and there's like a chaperone and they treat you like kids. This is like the era when you just went with a backpack and walked from top to bottom.
That's what my cousin did.
Nice. He's more of a Gen Xer, though. Shout out to Corey, previous guest. Six String Samurai episode.
Oh. Ooh.
That's the only movie I bought a poster for because of this podcast.
Whoa, you own a poster for Six String?
I do. I own the Japanese, like, Playbill poster where it's done in, like, that Japanese ink sumi style.
Okay.
And it looks really cool. Well, I have it hanging up in my office. I'll get a Teen Witch poster eventually. It's on my list.
I just got a really good Twin Peaks poster. It's out there. I'll have to show you. It has nothing to do with Twin Peaks because it's one of those Ghana posters where they didn't see the show. Shout out to Chris Burnett, 10 Drink Minimum. Gave it to me last weekend when we were a guest on their show.
That was fun.
So they...
This movie was fun.
This
Thanks
movie
for
was a lot of fun.
I always enjoy watching
Better
this
than
movie.
Expected.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not a comedy.
A little bit of a comedy. A dark
of,
comedy.
There are some humorous moments, but I would not call this a comedy.
You, from the first scene, caught on that it was a romance somehow. I don't know how you got that.
Right.
Like, there's like music playing, and it's Blue Moon, and there's
sentimental.
Just...
Yeah,
they're playing like sappy music and walking through a field in the middle of Wales.
These two guys are walking through the field in the middle of Wales, and a monster is about to attack, and you called it. You're like, this is a romance film. And got it, somehow.
So, the guy who wrote and directed this, John Landis, uh-huh. also did Animal House.
Oh, yeah!
Previous movie we've done.
Okay.
Which is a comedy.
Debatable. Could be a cautionary tale, too. Yeah. I don't know. these two guys are traveling across England together, backpacking. They are ill-prepared.
Oh, my God.
They have puffy jackets and nothing else.
No gloves, they got no hats.
They got one big bag that they're carrying each.
Yeah.
And they said they're going to be here for 3 months?
Well, one looks like a school backpack.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the other one like looks more like...
A travel
pack. Yeah.
A legit camping pack or
right,
something.
Right, yeah.
But they don't have gloves. They don't have hats. They're wearing jeans and, like, Reeboks in the moors.
Yeah, the moors.
Can someone please explain what the moors are? When I was a kid, I had no idea what they were talking about.
It seemed, like, contextually when I was a kid.
It's swamps, right?
No, it's, like, the plains.
Okay.
It was, like, those plains.
See, I still don't know.
They're, like, rocky plains, like, the brush.
A tract of open, uncultivated upland.
Okay, just wild land.
Yeah. S'mores.
So all
S'mores.
No, that's south. The S'mores.
They make a Hound of Baskerville's joke, which is, you know.
Definitely. They even make a werewolf joke very early on in this. Because they come to a town, and the only thing open in this town, it's a full moon, is the slaughtered lamb.
Yeah.
But you look at the sign, and it's like a wolf's bloody head with a pipe stuck through it. You're like, where's the lamb? They're asking dumb questions even before they go in.
Oh, yeah, no, and they're just, like, very, like, rude Americans
mm-hmm.
from the get-go. They just, like, blast in, like, you know, well, I guess it would be weird, you know, you go into a bar and you expect there to be, like, some bar food.
And everybody just, like, stops what they're doing and looks at you right. as you come in. Yeah.
Huge missed opportunity that this bar isn't serving, like, a stew or something.
Right, no.
You don't think she was serving food to all the other people? Just saying no to, like... The outsiders.
Oh, you might be right. They're like, I can smell something. Oh, they've got like a steak and Guinness pie.
Oh my
got,
god.
Like, everything on the menu. And she's just like, not for outsiders.
Oh, so sad.
They are too mean to these American kids.
Yeah, they kill them.
Basically, yeah. condemn them to murder. It's not that they just don't like foreigners or tourists or anything like that. They ask... A stupid question, sure. They're like, what's that up on the wall?
Yeah.
After the
Why
guy tells a cool story.
In here?
They don't
a cool story.
That,
a joke.
A cool racist joke. what's that, Josh?
You don't explain the pentacle.
The pentacle, Pentagram. He does. Yeah. He says in that Lon Chaney movie, it was the mark of the Wolfman.
Mm-hmm.
So he's hearkening back to classic, like, Universal monster movies.
First Lon Chaney reference.
Yeah.
Of several.
Why are there candles burning in this bar? That makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, they probably shouldn't have open flame around alcohol. It's
dangerous. They had multiple types of beer. I was impressed. They had dark and light. Like, I expect them to just have beer.
They had sizes, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But no food.
No food. Nothing warm besides tea.
Yeah, but they don't have tea.
I mean,
she could make it for them.
A little warm.
Yeah, the beer's warm enough. They don't serve it cold over there. Everyone freezes when they ask about the pentacle. And they leave. They get kicked out of this bar on
the
a full
dude misses
moon.
His throw.
Yeah,
so, you like, made me miss.
He's never missed. Not in his entire life.
Time to kill ya. Leave.
Yeah, kick him out into like the cold at night. Without warm food or coffee or...
And it's storming. Yeah,
even
it's
if there,
raining now.
Yeah, even if there wasn't a werewolf, they're probably still going to die.
Yeah, no, for sure. Exactly. Oh my gosh. Well, at least the bartender, even though she's like kind of bitchy, she was like, you can't do that.
Yeah. Like, she eventually convinces them to follow him, but it's too late. They've somehow wandered off the path.
Oh my god.
Into the moors.
Somehow.
How do you just... blatantly walk off of a gravel road into open moor.
I get caught up in their conversation.
Times.
They're just way too into it.
Already, like, without a warning, would not want to get off of a road in an unfamiliar setting and, like, go into, like, you know, just wilderness.
Yeah.
I probably just, like...
But if I was specifically warned...
Yeah, no, and I probably just, like, crouch in a shed or something. Like, it's cold.
There's a bench right outside that yeah. place. Yeah, I'd wait out there until they all came out with their guns and be like... Where are you going?
Yeah. Yeah, they all barge out, and you're just there like, oh.
We've been listening the whole time. You guys are a bunch of softies. Now give us some of that stew. But no, the werewolf attacks. And this is a pretty quick and brutal werewolf attack. One of them trips over a bush or something.
No, it just gets blasted over by the... By the creature.
Oh, he jumps on him.
The creature. Yeah. Well, I was saying the first one gets knocked over and the other one comes to help him up, and that's when the werewolf, like,
just like
sideswipes him.
Yeah.
Sideswiped. And he tears circling
around.
Oh my god. And then he just, like, he just runs.
He's killing me.
Yeah, he just runs.
I'm dying.
Just
his friend is
running. He's tearing me apart.
He's like, gurgle, gurgle.
And then he decides to go back.
Yeah, he puts his bag down still, stay clean, proper distance away, and then runs back.
Hold on. I just have to, like,
I have
take
to keep
off
these
my
socks
coat.
Clean for 3 weeks.
Oh, he packed a toothbrush.
If Deutschmarks and Franks, and everything in your pounds.
My passport.
Villagers come to rescue, but it was like right after he himself got a little
bit or scratched.
Werewolves. I think both werewolfed. Bit and scratched. Werewolfed, that's a yeah. good way to put it. They shoot the werewolf, which turns instantly back into a man.
Nikki.
Yep. I mean, what are you going to do? Wear clothes as a werewolf?
Maybe.
The first thing he does when he's transforming is rips off all his clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever tried to put a sweater on a dog? They don't. If they had the hands, they would rip it off. Yeah, it's too late, but they do get him to a hospital in London. And they hook him up with a nurse who's now his girlfriend. I guess that's British healthcare system.
Right.
Two nurses.
One, that, yeah.
One's all, like...
Talking about how she thinks he's Jewish.
Well, he's circumcised. And she, yeah. She's like, how do you know? And she's like, well, I took a peek. He's right there. Yeah. I peek at all my patients.
The doctor standing right behind him, like
hello.
For way yeah. too long, too.
He admonishes her a little bit.
He's all like, me too. Like, so we're talking about it.
I appreciate yeah. your clinical curiosity. But don't let the patients overhear you.
Oh my god.
She immediately falls in love with this dude.
First red flag. No.
Yeah. What is it? Florence Nightingale syndrome?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She can smell it on him, the werewolf.
Ew, Frito chips. Like, yeah, you don't wash your dog for a while.
And he knows.
His paws smell like Frito chips.
Oh. We got sponge bath this American boy right away.
He doesn't eat. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
He won't eat.
Well.
Human food.
She tricks him by eating... Like, there's, like a sexual tension building scene, I guess.
Oh, definitely flirting where, with this, where she feeds him.
Where they're feeding, where she's feeding him.
Here comes the trolley. The double-decker bus is going through the tube. but it's not all sunshine and roses, because his undead friend visits him in the hospital.
I kind of like the visual effects for this the first time the most.
When he's all flappy
yeah.
and bloody.
And he's all flappy and bloody. I think it's whenever it looks most impressive.
It is pretty cool.
It's
yeah.
gross. It's good.
I love it. But yeah, there's that distracting little piece of neck flap that just keeps like shining in the light. I can't stop looking.
This
Can
was
we get
the
you some bandages and gauze to wrap around.
Like, just hold
this
on.
Was the first ever winner of best makeup.
Right, Josh. What did you think of this? You
can see why?
Yeah,
very good. If these are practical effects, like damn.
I mean, there was no CGI back then.
Yeah.
It was just practical effects.
when they made movies back then that had CGI, quote-unquote, they had to fake it with practical effects that was sold.
Like, they showed it all. Like, even the werewolves, like, they did a bunch of cutaways and stuff. But even, of course. They showed quite a transformation stuff.
They showed the whole transformation. They didn't show him as a werewolf on screen all that long.
Right. When they did, he's really far away.
Yeah. I couldn't believe the way the hand stretched when it first started the transformation. The hand That's so and impressive.
The mouth, the nose elongating.
And the spine and the shoulder blades.
There must be a cool article on like how they did all that.
Oh, yeah. Back
then. It's definitely one of the more painful seeming werewolf transitions.
Like, oh, yeah.
Of all of the werewolf movies I've seen.
Yeah?
He's not hot at all.
No, he's burning up. That's why he takes his clothes off.
The transformation, this transformation seems the most painful from what
I've seen. Okay. It seems pretty painful, but I've seen some, he stretches. I've seen some where the skin splits.
And it doesn't seem as, that seems like it'd be over, like it'd be
quicker. I disagree. I don't want a skin split. Then you got like a pile of old you on the floor. What are you supposed to, do you eat it?
Well, that's inconvenient. Oh,
yeah. As like a dog?
I think that is what happened.
The first shameful activity as a werewolf is eating your old discarded skin.
There's so much bone cracking sound, which is really cool. It's all...
because he goes home with her. She doesn't believe him that he's a werewolf. And she's like, you need somewhere to stay, you little tramp.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad, but I really find that hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I mean, you're unbelievably hot and a British nurse. So what am I supposed to do? Argue this? I don't have anywhere to stay. I can't believe you don't believe me that I'm a werewolf, but I'll stay with you, I guess.
Yeah. Curse my luck.
Check out my weirdly furnished house.
Thank you.
With old movie posters and Disney memorabilia.
Most of the movies that we've done on the show, like Casablanca, and Gone with the Wind is up there.
I feel like whoever's house they got for this apartment.
You think it's Frank Oz?
No.
Because he's a big movie buff?
No, I think it's like an old, like an older person's house.
You think it's Frank Oz?
I don't think it's Frank Oz.
He's in this as the American ambassador, and he's like yelling things at him as they're drugging him in the hospital because he's
like... He like gets upset with him that he's... whenever he reacts to the news that his friend is dead.
Yeah!
He's like, calm down now!
I can appreciate your emotions, but... keep them under control, Mr. Werewolf.
Yeah, Mr. And the doctor's Werewolf.
Like, I'm awkwardly, a Jacob now.
The doctor's like awkwardly holding him to the bed and calling for the nurse. I'm like, first of all, that dude couldn't hold him down, I don't think.
I like the amount of times where he's like, doctor, I'm lonely. Send in the cute nurse again. Yeah.
And he's like, okay.
Oh, that healthcare system is top notch. He rings the buzzer. Hot nurse! Hot nurse!
I had Nazi werewolf dreams.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
What do you think of this, Josh, when he's hallucinating?
The werewolf lore in this movie is so fucking weird. Like, did you know that you become a werewolf, all your merc victims haunt you and can't pass on till you die?
So funny.
So that old guy, how many people fall around that old guy that died at the beginning?
In the moors?
Yeah.
Oh, who knows?
Maybe it was all just a whole flock of sheep.
What does he do when he's not transformed?
He's,
does he live in the village?
He's a baker. That's why everybody loves him.
Yeah, that's why everyone loves him. They make excuses for him. Like, oh, that's just Bill.
Listen, a full moon is the price to pay for these cheesecakes. We just go to the bar.
Yeah.
It's okay. He runs around the fields like a madman. Yeah. Eats a bunch of sheep.
We just keep him 5 feet off the path. He can't find his way back to the
place. His pretzels. Oh my god. They're so soft and chewy. Yeah, he's beloved in the town. No murder victims. We get a scene of him having like a fever dream of Edwarding a deer. Like the beginning of Twilight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's running naked through the forest.
It even has like the first person camera, like he's a fucking bat flapping through the forest.
But it's not like Twilight where, you know, Bill is like, you're impossibly fast. He's just like regular like doo doo doo.
Yeah, he's just a dude running.
And it doesn't cut away, it shows him eating this deer head.
Yeah.
Yeah, so first night of transformation doesn't go well for him. He runs to the rich neighborhood, which is fine, stay there.
He only kills 6 people.
You say only.
You said it doesn't go fine for him.
It's a lot
in 6 people night. Is a lot to kill.
In one night.
But he's in the middle of, like, London.
He can only eat so much.
And they're all happy. Okay.
Yeah, he's...
And also, I think if you count, if you count what happened at the end of the movie, the death toll is higher.
He didn't do that.
No, I think if he were to survive, those people would have been on his death radius. Yeah.
That guy that got run over
by
the bus.
I got in a car crash because of you, werewolf. Now I'm undead.
There's a werewolf AOE. Yeah. I hate you, David.
You caused that accident.
The guy got mashed by 2 cars.
Ooh, the cop? Oh. Yeah. Edward wasn't there to save him.
Yeah, Edward wasn't there to save him.
I got you, Charlie.
And then gaslight him about it. Like, what are you talking about?
You didn't see shit.
I was in America. I was in Montana.
I don't like Twilight cowboy carrying over to this.
What's that?
There's too much Twilight carrying over
to this. Well, that was like the whole thing. Where it was like, there wasn't enough werewolf. Werewolf.
There's a lot of werewolf in this movie.
There is.
It's a lot of werewolf. The first
more ways
night.
Than one.
Okay, so there's a couple going to, like, a dinner party in the bougie part of town.
Yeah.
And he gets them getting out of their car. I guess they have to walk, like, across a public park to get to their friend's house?
No. The dude, the fiancé guy, he was like, let's give Sean a scare.
You're right.
Like, let's go around back. It's freezing. Like, oh, that's also like, don't do that. What are you fucking doing? Oh my god. Oh, it's nighttime and just like, oh.
I don't know. We see Sean later on. He seems like a guy that you should probably mess with a little
bit. Okay, yeah, that's true. That's
very Blimey, you made me spill my whiskey, at least half of it.
That guy walks real far.
He does.
I've got about 15 minutes left of this drink,
yeah,
I do.
He just, like, doesn't want to deal with, like, his partner. He's like,
always telling me to get out of here in the middle of the night.
You go look for them. Do it. Go out in the dark. I heard a werewolf was out there.
Yeah, me too. I'll go check the pub about it.
All your gin keeps them away. Oh, wow. So he kills the bougie couple, then the friend looking for him. Then he goes to...
The dump.
Does he kill the friend?
I don't think he kills the friend. The friend just finds the arm.
He steps on the arm because there's that...
Well, oh, you're right. Okay.
He's gone by the time
there's 3
that
more
guy...
people at the junkyard.
Yeah.
Down by the river.
Then he gets in the tube.
Well,
somehow.
I mean...
He goes all the way from the dump.
Easy to use in London.
Yeah.
He goes from the dump to... Well, the dump's right on the river, it seems, almost adjacent to downtown.
To the least populated subway let-off in London. One guy.
A very articulate dude later on.
Very shiny.
What did that dude say? He's like, I'm just a victim of your...
Nocturnal lycanthropy or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Cannibalist, like, yeah, it was...
That might be one of the best scenes... One. Right, Josh?
That was my favorite scene.
They're in the porno theater.
Well, it's the Scrooge Christmas Carol scene of his ghosts back to haunt
the ghosts of werewolf past.
that girl, like, chipperly, like...
They're all
you can put a gun in your mouth.
Yeah.
They'll talk about ways to get
into the house. Oh, tasting pills? Yeah, she's excited to chime in.
I've never been undead before, honey.
Woo!
This is different. I love the porno that's going on too, because it's 2 people in bed and then a 3rd guy comes in and he's like, you promised you wouldn't do this anymore, and the guy's like, I never made any such promise to you.
Oh,
and she's like,
I was talking to her, and she's like, I've never seen you before in my life.
I apologize, I'll get out of here then, sorry, bye.
Back to fucking.
That is ahead of its time. And then later on, she answers the phone. She stops fucking to answer the phone and is like, hello? No, you've got the wrong number.
Yeah.
No problem at all. Goodbye.
It's a nonstop orgy that it's like.
It's just 2 people.
Not, yeah, it's not even
it's
an
not
orgy.
Even orgy.
And it's stopping
and
constantly.
It, yeah, and it keeps being interrupted.
How long do you think that movie is?
I don't know.
That's just the opening act.
Yeah.
He kills everyone in this theater.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they keep going in one by one, and it's just like, what else is going to do? Just pick him up.
I love how the cop comes running out and slams the like hurricane door and is like, there's a monster in there.
Yeah, and then everyone starts running toward like, wah, 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 wah.
And it goes inside the theater and it's like, ew, don't eat off of that floor. Yeah.
Gross. Ugh.
The forensics is going to be impossible to do in here.
Thankfully, they didn't have to worry about that.
The black light is just...
it's just...
It's like the Joker's hideout. All work and no play makes Jack a tall boy.
Oh my god.
What was that movie we watched where they trashed the guy's house and wrote in blacklight paint all over it? The Game. Michael Douglas in The Game. Have you seen that one?
No, but there's also The Orphan.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Love a good blacklight scene. The Blues Brothers happens for like 5 minutes where every car in London runs into each other.
Oh, there's a lot of
like intense, quick violence with like long stretches of nothing.
I know.
like people talking.
Yeah.
It's just like bam, bam, bam.
Oh my god,
like,
we see
people getting squished. And people getting squished. And people getting
double
squished.
Double-decker bus drifting. Hits something. Somebody flies out the top window.
gets run over by a car.
Oh, so good. Like, they saved a bunch of the R rating for last. They're like, how much
saved,
more?
They were on R rating, like, since they get to London.
Yeah, they should have
stop R rating.
Yeah. We had werewolf. We had man penis and werewolf penis. Very early on.
Swearing?
Oh, when he tries to get arrested by the cop.
He does try to
get
arrested
really
by
fun,
the cop.
Because I almost thought this wasn't a cop. It was just a dude taking pictures of the tourists.
like a old-timey Bobby. A Hollywood Boulevard. They have, like Spider-Man in
Times
like,
Square
a
Elmo
loose,
or something.
Flappy suit.
Kind of dirty in places.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, stop making such a scene or I'll arrest you. And he's like, no,
that's what
fuck.
I want you to do.
Shit. Ass. Arrest Fanny.
Insults the queen.
He did not try hard enough.
I don't know. I think the queen insult.
That might have done it.
Yeah, nowadays. Yeah.
Depending
I don't know.
On this cop's allegiance.
You guys gotta go find one of those dudes with the funny hats and push him.
basically the Marines of their military. Yeah, that's a good idea, Justin.
He wants to get taken out.
That's true.
He could have just pushed this guy and been fine.
They could have been, hey, what are you doing there? Like, boo, boo, boo. You know? That's like how he was. He's like, hey, you better stop that then. You know?
Like a Peppa Pig background character.
Yeah, that's what he was doing. You know, just like, God, oh my God.
I'm not a real cop. I was in Monty Python.
Yeah.
It's a full moon for 2 nights in a row.
How does that, I guess.
In England.
Yeah. Oh, we forgot about the moon charts in England. They're different.
Oh, yeah. Back in 81.
Uh-huh.
Right, when the moon was closer.
Okay, yeah.
This just turns into Joe Rogan all of a sudden where we're talking about, like, flat moon conspiracy.
Oh, no! That's what happens when the earth is flat.
Two full moons, man. More werewolves. It's bad.
What are we gonna do?
So, the cops corner him in alley. The nurse runs up and she's like, I can change him!
Oh my god.
I don't know what she thought she was going to do. I guess she just wanted to confirm who it was?
I guess.
Thought she could see.
I've never seen a werewolf. I want to see one.
Yeah. I don't want to get that close.
She didn't get to
I'll
see
stay between the werewolf
theater.
And the... I'll stay, like, behind the werewolf and the guns.
Somehow, the cops have, like... superhuman aiming because they shoot around her.
They flick the bullet around
like
in
one. Yeah. James McAvoy.
It's a whole rifle. Yeah, I guess they have Beckham there, the whole Bennett like Beckham. This is like precedes that.
Yeah.
That's where he learned it from.
All of the police have to spend 3 weeks at football camp.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, he does not come home from his European vacation.
No.
He is able to call his home before this happens and talks to his younger sister. And it's a one-sided conversation. We don't hear the other side. But he's just like, be nice to your brother. No, shut up. Be nice to your brother.
I like how he gets mad that she's alone. He's like, they never let me stay home alone when I was 10.
No, not even 10 and a half.
Yeah.
Tell him I love him. I love the brother and I love you. What? No, yes, I love you. Ew, whatever.
Yeah, she's like,
oh. Oh, that's why I like this movie. It's a little heartfelt. It's a little bit romantic. Yeah. It's a little bit comedic. It's a horror movie. It just ticks all the boxes for this time of year.
It's really good.
I'm just going to spoil it. I would recommend this film. I really like it. Before we get to anybody else.
The practical effects. The practical effects are like, in and of itself, are worth the watch.
But also, it's such a subtle, dry story. It's just a student on trip to Europe for a quick vacation. It's no big, elaborate story like, oh, an ancient vampire bit me and we have to go to his castle and destroy him or something like that. It's very low key.
But it's also not a slog. Like, no. You know, there's like enough to like keep you
quick 97 like, minutes?
Yeah. I'm down.
Justin, you wrote a paper on this. Would you recommend it?
Yeah. This is a great movie.
Yeah. Especially for this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Lots of like there's lots of, like, parallels between, not, I mean, I guess kind of in this movie, too, but mostly, I guess, in, like werewolf, lycanthropy, and, like, puberty.
Sure.
Kind of stuff is
there's hair where it didn't used to be.
Right.
Ow, my teeth.
Painful change. Yeah. It's great.
I feel like it's also paying a lot of homage to the earlier monster movies because it mentions them and it mentions the lore from them. And these two kids are obviously monster nerds. And for them to run into a monster is just like, oh, what ill-fated trip.
Yeah. Aww.
Josh, you know what time it is.
Yeah.
It's time for us to turn you into a werewolf. Send you out on the town.
Yeah. Hey. You send me to Wales. To that bar.
This is the movie where the term werewolf bar originated, where okay. A person goes to a small town and they go to the tavern and people at the tavern are like, don't go there.
Yeah.
Or somebody at a gas station is like, don't go to that summer camp. Like, this kind of originated that trope.
Hmm. Cool.
What do you think? Would you recommend it?
No.
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 It's a light not recommend. Practical Twilight. Effects are very good, but I think I agree with you, Aust. Like, it's a little bit of this, and it's a little that, and it doesn't really commit to anything, and I don't like that.
Oh, that's why I liked it, though.
I don't want to say it's nothing, right? But I felt it was a bit of a slog. There's some cool scenes, but, like, you know, it tries to be fun. It's not that funny. It tries to be cool, violent, where tax, but they don't happen that often, and like the end, it's kind of nothing. You just get shot, and that's it.
I mean, what else is there?
It's so good.
Like, she kills him, because they literally say, oh, I have to be killed by someone that loves
me. Nowadays.
Oh, yeah. She didn't love him.
Yeah.
No, she's just like, you're another stray, I brought
home. Yeah. I think if you're into film, you should watch, like, a practical effects reel. Like,
okay.
Watch the transformation scene. Mm. Watch the scenes with the friend.
Yeah, definitely.
But, like, you know, I don't think it was that great.
When they go home together for the first time and she's like, I've slept with 7 men and 3 of them were one-night stands and I don't know why I'm telling you this and I'm rambling now.
This has nothing to do with the greater part of the story or anything at all. By the way, I'm gonna take a shower.
Care to join me?
No, she's like, you can watch the telly.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah, cut to.
I'm gonna take a shower.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is my kitchen and this is my laundry room and this is my closet and this is my bedroom.
He comments on there only being one bed.
Just like Bella.
Yeah.
You don't have a bed?
Oh my god.
She does have a bed.
She's not a vampire. She's not an Edward.
Yeah.
What if she had been an Edward and he had been a Jacob and they had fallen in love?
Oh. I realize this means that I recommend Twilight and I did not recommend this.
Yes.
You recommended Twilight when none of us did.
I know.
And I have a feeling once we get to Liz, it's going to be the opposite this time.
Like, you can't air this episode or people are going to ship me out to...
You just
lose. I'm going to wake up in a bar naked.
You wake up in a wolf cage and you're yeah. naked?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh god, I should have recommended it. Who did I pick?
I don't remember not recommending.
Last thing I remember, we sat down to watch American Werewolf in London. Liz, would you recommend this movie?
Yeah.
Why do you say that, Liz?
I think it's really fun. I think it just, you know, parts that could be slower, it's just kind of the time of that movie era, sort of. I don't know.
Yeah.
I it's like it.
It had a jump scare, which wasn't common for 1981 film.
Was that not common?
No, not at all. Like, okay. This was pretty groundbreaking.
Jump scare. It's invented jump scares.
It did not invent jump scares,
no.
No, I think the Italian giallo movies probably did that.
Okay.
To a much larger extent. But
can I watch one of those?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
We can have like Giallo January or something.
Okay, let's not get crazy. We have enough themed months.
No, this was a lot of fun. I'm glad you brought it.
Yeah.
I appreciate that I got to watch it.
Yeah.
You can say you've watched it now.
Yeah.
I could say that about a lot of movies.
You've got clout now.
This movie has a lot of taglines.
Oh.
Let's hear some.
Are they all boring? Like,
here's one. The Monster Movie.
Huh.
That's it. True statement.
A masterpiece of terror.
Okay.
That wasn't like on the movie posters though, right? That's like a 20 years later when everyone likes the movie.
Beware the moon. That's a line from the movie.
Yeah, they say that a lot.
Beware the moon.
Sure. No shit. Also, it has werewolf in the title.
And then John Landis, the director of Animal House, brings you a different kind of animal.
Okay.
Well, that's the best one.
Hitchcock tagline.
John Landis is just standing there at the beginning in silhouette introducing this. You may remember me from Animal House. Well, I have a different kind of beast to show you tonight.
Instead of a cigar, it's a blunt.
Why would he say beast? He's segueing Animal House.
Right. Oh my god.
None of those are taglines I thought they would be. I thought it
no, Animal House, like... the whole movie he considers a beast.
Okay. Just the monster movie.
The monster. Okay.
Is it emphasis on the? Capital V?
What was the budget and how much did it make, Justin?
Budget...
This had 8 people working on the special effects division. Mm-hmm. This was impressive.
First... I think they were gunning for it because the Elephant Man from the previous year, 1980, mm-hmm. got like a bunch of recognition for having really good makeup.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a category for it. And so they're like, you need to make a best makeup. And then this
Okay.
The first one.
If you're going to make an excuse to make a monster makeup movie, this is a good excuse. Right. This is a good reason.
So the budget is an estimated $10 million.
What is that in 81 money?
And British.
Gross worldwide, $30,817,000.
So it was very successful.
Very successful.
But it took over 20 years to get a sequel, Josh.
A spiritual sequel, right?
A spiritual sequel.
Yeah,
no spoilers.
I kind of want to watch that one.
Liz, have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
It's the new metal version.
Eey.
Yeah, you make the correct sound. It's not good at all. It's talk about a slog.
Oh, no.
There are much better werewolf movies out there.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of good werewolf movies.
Ginger Snaps comes to mind.
We don't have to go into it, though.
Late Phases earlier.
We don't have to do Wolfvember or whatever.
Ooh, thanks for the idea. It's almost November.
Oh, my God!
I like Dog Soldiers.
I mean, we gotta watch New Moon.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
Silver Bullet.
Let's get Twilight over with sooner than later.
Just get inoculated as quick as you possibly can to Twilight.
Give me like 4 Twilight shots in 1 month.
My kid has Twilight. Do you want to bring your kids over so they can catch it?
I can't recommend them all. Right?
It's hard when you get it as an adult.
Yeah, maybe it's hard to choose Team Editor Jacob as an adult.
No. Don't count yourself out. Maybe you're going to be like a huge Twilight fan. You'll love all of them.
It's young adult. It is one of your soft spots.
If they keep up, you
have a weakness.
I do. If they keep up the really cheesy as fucking awkward relationship, sure. But I've seen part 3.
I can't unlive it.
And I remember enough of it that I don't want to recommend that one.
I can't unlive without you.
That's true, though, because then he has to be killed to set souls free.
Don't go, Bella. We can do stuff together.
Yeah.
Fucking line sticks with me.
It's a sad one.
Liz, do you have anything you want to shout out while you're here?
No.
Cool. Just good. Like last time. That's the way we like it. Leave us alone. Go away. No, we love having you here.
Yay!
Please join. Feel free to join us anytime and bring back any movie you want, whether it has vampires, werewolves, Edwards, Jacobs, or Krakens, or Loch Nesses, Bigfoots.
We do have to get through Sandler eventually, so.
Ooh, Hotel you want to join us for some Sandler?
Yeah. You can bring that.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
That's one of the good ones.
Yes!
I hear one that's light at the end of the tunnel.
No, I've seen the first one. It is good.
Have you seen the other 3?
No.
Okay.
No. But the rule is, if they're a guest good. Brings it, we can do it. So
that is true.
You can bring the first one.
Oh, God, we're going to skip the set. If you two team up, then
if
that
there's
means...
a secret Sandler team up,
yeah,
we get inoculated way quicker.
I don't like this, like, Sandler society that's going on in the
background. How is this? What?
I think there's only one cryptid Sandler.
Sandler, though. Adam Sandler. No.
Was he ever on X-Files?
No, he was not. Oh, man.
Because I know, like, Jack Black and Ryan Gosling. Yeah. And, like, all those dudes were on it. It'd be funny if there was a Sandler episode. And they're just like, I don't want to be around this guy, Scully. Yeah. I think he might be a monster of some sort.
And it is Bobby Boucher.
Oh. We should check the area for nuclear radiation or inbreeding or something. Oh, something's wrong here. This is worse than the monster obsessed with Cher. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Liz.
Have you seen...